This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono is expected to become the next president of Indonesia. With most ballots counted, the former military chief and security minister has a wide lead over President Megawati Sukarnoputri. Both candidates say they will not comment on the election until final results are announced October 5th. The new president is to be sworn in October 20th. The election was Monday. The next day, a measure of leading Indonesian stocks closed at an all-time high in reaction to the apparent victory. Traders say the market rose in hopes of aggressive economic measures by Mr. Yudhoyono. The Indonesian economy has suffered since the Asian financial crisis that began in 1997. Mr. Yudhoyono has said he hopes to increase foreign investment by improving legal protections for businesses. But he could have difficulty winning support for his programs in Parliament. Political parties allied with Ms. Megawati hold a majority of seats. Mr. Yudhoyono would be Indonesia's fourth head of state since 1998. That was when protests forced President Suharto to resign. A former general, he ruled the country for 32 years. Under Mr. Suharto, lawmakers and representatives of the military and provinces chose the president. The next leader will be the country's first directly elected president. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono is known to most Indonesians as SBY. He helped start the Democratic Party in 2002. The former military commander served in the governments of Abdurrahman Wahid and President Megawati. He was dismissed after he refused to support emergency measures to prevent the ouster of President Wahid. And he left the government of President Megawati in March in another dispute. Mr. Yudhoyono campaigned as a new independent voice. He said he would provide strong but fair leadership for the more than 200 million people in Indonesia. He also said he would improve the economy, create more jobs, and put an end to separatist and ethnic violence. He also promised strong action against terrorism. This has helped make him popular with many Western governments. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population. There have been three major attacks there in the past 2 years. The most recent was the bombing this month near the Australian embassy in Jakarta. 9 people were killed. The attacks have been linked to Jamaah Islamiyah, a group tied to Al-Qaeda. Some of the top suspects remain free. In a speech to Parliament Thursday, President Megawati apologized for her government's record in fighting terrorism. She said international cooperation is needed to do the job effectively. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Steve Ember.